You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito coming to you from Island Community Church. God bless you on this Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Friday with me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God Almighty, we praise you here today. Thank you for another Friday. Thank you, Lord, for another weekend here upon us. We ask for your blessings now on our study here today. Help us to understand as we look at the most complicated, difficult to understand chapters in all of the Bible. And it's not upon us yet, so we can't understand. Help us to fill in some of these blanks. Help us all to take something home with us today out of Revelation chapter 17. And we praise you now, Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen. We are in Revelation 17, and indeed, it is a difficult chapter to understand, so might not be a lot of commentary on my part other than the few parts that I do understand and work our way through this. I invite you guys to church this weekend. We'd love to see you. God's doing an awesome work at our church, and we're going to try to attain to the levels we reached last Sunday. We had a whole family getting baptized. We had an awesome service this past Sunday. We're preaching through the book of Romans. We're going to be in chapter 9 here this week. And this is my sermon's entitled, What's Up with Israel, Part 1. And in a few weeks, we'll get to Part 2, and that is God's future plan. But Romans chapter 9, that's where we're going to be this Sunday morning. Our service is at 10:30, and Island Community Church, if you are looking for a new church home, if you're new to the area, or if you're just looking for a new church for whatever reasons that may be, I invite you to attend our services any Sunday morning at 10:30. And we are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. It's Island Community Church. Our YouTube page is Island Community Church. Many of the sermons are uploaded on there. You guys know what to expect if you listen in on the radio show. You very well know what to expect. We have a lot of visitors coming from the radio, and I invite you to attend this weekend. Okay, Revelation chapter 17. I seek your forgiveness in advance for not having all the answers here, but let's work through this and see what happens. Now, we left off where we're looking at these bowl judgments. That's where we left off. Revelation 17, 1. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters. Now, regarding many waters, I'm going to grab my Bible here. I got a Bible with a double wide margin, and I got things written on both margins here. Many waters, when we get to verse 15, he's going to explain to us what many waters means. The many waters is peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages. Matter of fact, let me read that verse 15. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore, the harlot sits, are. Many times now in this chapter, he's going to just lay it out verbatim. He's going to tell you what some of these difficult things mean, just without any speculation. They are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. So, again. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and those dwelling on the earth became drunk from the wine of her fornication. And he led me away in the spirit into a deserted place. And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, full of blasphemous names, having seven heads and ten horns. Okay, here's our key phrase. We can grasp and take some of these things here to the bank. We've been saying all along here, every time we're in the book of Revelation, I've said to you, understand the symbol and you'll understand the book. Understand the symbol and you'll understand the book. The woman he's going to tell us flat out is Babylon. The seven heads and ten horns. Well, you can read that description going back to Satan, chapter 12, verse 3, and the Antichrist, chapter 13, verse 1. So we know what the seven heads and ten horns are. Now, John's going to give us a little more information on what that means, but we understand that. I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast full of blasphemous names, having seven heads and ten horns. Now, the woman is going to represent the church that has fallen away from the faith, the apostate church. We see some of this stuff here today. It's all over today. It's all over the news today. Churches that are turning away from the truth of the gospel and allowing the filth of the world to influence the church. We see it all the time. Homosexual priests and shepherds of the church marrying homosexuals, women pastors, worldly churches. This is not the way that God intended this to be. All these things that we see are signs here today of the direction that the church of Jesus Christ is going. All these things happened in the past to Israel as well. And it says in the book of Ezekiel that the glory of the Lord left the sanctuary and the presence of the Lord departed. Now, here at this church, at Island Community Church, that presence is the thing that I guard the most here at this church. That is no more important thing to me than to guard the presence here at this church. Because due to sin, the glory of the Lord's left the building. We've read it in the past. When you turn away from the truth of the gospel, when you go down the road of allowing sin deliberately into your church, then when you go and visit a church, well, let me ask the question. Have you ever visited a church before that you never experienced or felt the presence of God? This is the number one thing that I guard and protect here at this church as the spiritual leader here of Island Community Church, is to do everything in my power to ensure that when you walk into these church doors, that you will experience the presence of God at Island Community Church. That falls on me as the shepherd here, and I will do everything in my power to ensure that. But this is where the church is going here today. Haven't you seen some of the wacky pictures of these whacked out fruitcake women with the really short hair with the rainbow outfits on, leading the church, the Methodist church, some Presbyterian churches that have fallen away, and some of these other groups that are supposedly the church, where they're led by evil, unrepentant sinners? This is the direction the church is. That kind of stuff never would have been allowed in the past. Now they're proud of it. Here we go again with the word pride. The very thing that you're proud of, your very namesake, is the very thing that's going to condemn you to hell. Your pride is going to condemn you to hell. The things that you're proud in, where God says, turn away from sin. Now, we're seeing these things creep into the church, and we're looking here today at this last end times church. It's the apostate church. It's the church that's as we see here, they're linked with the Antichrist here. This seven heads and ten horns. Again, that was verse 3. The Apostle John says that one of these angels, that's who's talking to him, verse 1, one of the seven angels who had one of these last bowls, one of the seven angels having the seven bowls, he came and spoke with me, and he says, come, let me show you around a little bit, John. I will show you the judgment of the great harlot that sits on many waters. Remember, many waters, peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages. With whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and those dwelling on the earth became drunk from the wine of her fornication. And he led me away in the spirit, capital S, into a deserted place. And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast full of blasphemous names, having seven heads and ten horns. I mentioned before when we got into this that Satan is the ruler of this world. The Lord Jesus Christ calls him that three different times. In John chapter 11, John chapter 12, and chapters 14, the ruler of this world. The Apostle Paul calls him the God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. So when we see seven heads and ten horns, we understand Satan is the one behind all of the world rulers. And I would say he's behind all of the world rulers out here today. He is. I don't even have to speculate. Jesus says that he is. Says he's the ruler of this world. How can you tell? Look at the kind of stuff that a government's doing. You will know them by their fruits, Jesus said. Look around at the governments today. Look at the things that they do. Look at the things that they hate. They hate righteousness. They hate righteous people. They kill them. They promote sin. They silence Christians. They try to silence the word of God. They won't even say Christmas out here. Seven heads and ten horns. Understand, Satan is the world ruler. He is the power. He is the presence behind the power. The Antichrist is this last world ruler. Satan is his controller as well. So when we see that, that's what this means. I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast full of blasphemous names, having seven heads and ten horns. Verse 4, and the woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, gilded with gold and precious stones and pearls. Notice the luxurious appearance, purple and scarlet, gold, precious stones, pearls. Sounds like the inside of a Catholic church, or the outside of the Catholic church for that matter. And some other churches that I've seen as well. If you went into Europe or around the world, most of the churches, this would describe most of the churches, because the churches, you see, are government-run. They're government-sponsored. They might not have any people on the inside, but on the outside, and they're luxurious to the uttermost, full of gold, pearls, luxury. Expensive building. Only problem is the glory of the Lord has left the building. When you get the government running the church, this is what happens. The woman clothed with purple and scarlet, gilded with gold and precious stones and pearls. a golden cup full of abominations, it says, and the filthiness of the fornication of the earth. Reminds me of what the Lord Jesus said to the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 23. He said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you were like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside you're full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Thus also you outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you're full of hypocrisy and lawlessness." Now, outwardly here is quite an appearance, but inwardly, abominations and filth. Now, verse 5. "Now, and on her forehead a name was written." Okay, now here's a mark of identification. This is the woman riding this Antichrist. The woman rides the beast. You know, did you know that in the European Union, on the main coin that they have, the image of the coin, like, you know, when Jesus said, "Oh, whose image and inscription is this?" They said, "What? Caesar's," right? "Give to Caesar what is Caesar." We have our own images here, right? John F. Kennedy on a 50-cent piece, Dwight Eisenhower on a silver dollar, George Washington on a quarter. Well, guess what the image is on the coin of the European Union? It's this. It is a woman. Look it up sometime. The image on one of the coins of the European Union is called Europa. It's a woman riding a beast. They've got it on their own coins. Whether or not they're just ignorant to the truth, they're just trying to rub God's nose in it, rub your nose in it. They're praying that you're ignorant and don't understand this. They have named their coin here after this last end times beast here. Unbelievable that people could be so ignorant of the signs of the times. So there's another sign for the time. Just like you see the church of today fallen away from the faith, they've got the very image, this very image, on their own coins here today. Okay, verse 5. Here comes the identifying mark of the woman. "So on her forehead, a name was written, a mystery." All right, now, since there really is no punctuation in Greek, we don't know if mystery is part of the name. I don't think so. I think the colon belongs after mystery. Let me read it to you either way. "On her forehead, a name was written, a mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth." Or is the word mystery part of the name? So on her forehead, a name was written, mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. Verse 6, "And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement." Now, for some reason, John is just, he's astonished at what he's seeing. First of all, notice, please, there's still Christians on the earth. Saints. A saint's not someone you pray to when you lose your wallet. The churches are, the people in the church are saints. You are a saint. I am a saint. The Christians are the saints. Notice, please, they're still on the earth. They're still on the earth. "I saw a woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement." Now, I think the Apostle John is shocked when he is seeing here that the last church that's around at this time has buddied up with the devil himself and is linked together with the Antichrist. There's some kind of unholy union that's taken place here between the church, or the supposed church, and the devil himself. Now, verse 7, the angel says to me, why did you marvel, John? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that's carrying her, which has seven heads and 10 horns. The beast which you saw, all right, now here comes the little bit hard to understand part of this text. Revelation 17:8, help us, Jesus, help us understand this. Now, the angel is good. John's marveling. He doesn't understand. He is astonished at what he just saw here. Why did you marvel? The angel says, I'll tell you what this means. I'll tell you the mystery of the woman, and I'll tell you the mystery of the beast here with seven heads and 10 horns that's carrying her. The same thing that's on this coin that you people buy and sell out with out here in the streets today. Y'all carrying these coins that have got this very picture on it. And not only that, they're doing that today in 2025. These coins are already in circulation out here today. The coins depicting this very thing that we're looking at, you can go out and spend one of these coins today. The beast, this is Revelation 17:8. Now, we got to look at this as past, present, and future. That's how we're going to understand this. Catch some of these words in these verses here from verses 8 through 11. Past, present, and future. Past, present, and future. Okay? Revelation 17:8. The beast that you saw was. Now, he's talking about the Antichrist, okay? Remember, this is the spirit. It's already in the world, remember? The Apostle John wrote in another one of his letters, this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and now is already in the world. The beast, now he's speaking of the Antichrist, seven heads and 10 horns. Chapter 13 showed us who this is. Chapter 19, verse 20 shows us he dies like a man. He's thrown into the lake of fire, and with him the false prophet who deceived those that dwell on the earth. So the beast that you saw was and is not and is about to ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. Well, I did say things were going to get easy, didn't I? The beast that you saw was, there's the past, and is not. That is, he's not around now. But the time John wrote this, 96 AD, apparently is just not around right now. The beast that you saw was, and is not, and is about to ascend out of the bottomless pit. Those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names is not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and shall be present. So again, past, present, and future. The beast that you saw was and is not and is about to ascend out of the bottomless pit. That reminds me of what we read in chapter 11, verse 7, at the death of the two witnesses. It says, when they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit. The catch the link there? The beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war with them and overcome them and kill them. Wow. So we even have a time established now. Revelation 11:7 takes place 1,260 days into the tribulation. Revelation 17:8 tells us this is still future, past, present, and future. So remember that as I move forward here. As I've always have said before and have taught before, that the Antichrist, in my opinion, has already lived. He's already lived. He's already dead. He's already dead. And he's going to come back again. The beast that you saw was. That's in the past. And is not. That's in the present day. Back then, at least 96. And is about to rise up out of hell. Back to verse 8. The beast that you saw was and is not and is about to ascend out of the bottomless pit. and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. They'll marvel when they see the beast that was and is not and shall be present. Now here again, verse 9, the Bible's going to call us smart if we can figure this out. Here is the mind which has wisdom, colon. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the mountains on which the woman sits. Reminds me of chapter 13. It says, let him who has wisdom calculate the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are the seven mountains on which the woman sits. Seven mountains reminds me of my old school days, Romulus and Remus, right? That's Rome, the city of seven, the city built on seven hills. Rome. It's a reference to Rome. Many scholars think that in this explanation, the angel's referring to Rome, the city famous for its seven hills. Rome symbolized all the evil in the world. Any person, religion, group, or government or structure that opposed Christ. John was writing during a time of persecution of believers with Rome at the focal point. His original readers may have immediately associated the seven hills with Rome. Certainly, Rome portrays the power and corruption that those final evil days will encompass. If the association with the seven hills of Rome seems obvious, however, why would the angel preface these words by saying, this calls for a mind with wisdom? John may have been telling the readers that something that's not readily apparent. Now, that comes from my old life application, Bible commentary. You know what? I see we're about out of time here. We're going to pick this up in our next study. One more time, we're going to go through this. I think there's another explanation of understanding. He's going to give us one more time. He's going to delve a little deeper into what this seven heads and ten horns mean. We're in the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 17. Thanks for joining us. You are listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.